So, as we mentioned at the end of the shiur last week, what I wanted to learn today is to end basically the halachas of Tefillah Shachris with the halachas of Pitum HaKetores. And this Pitum HaKetores is really a good segue between Shachris and Mincha, because the halachas of Shachris do relate to Mincha. So let's go into this sugya. The Torah tells us the following. The Torah says, number one, Uminak Toivu is a good minak. Sudor of Amram, Kasav Lachash Siyim Sheh Tzibur, Oise Sholem, Noagim Loima Ein Kelokeinu. We usually say in Kelokeinu, Ada Tom Mishenu, Atu Shitu of Sidor of Anecho, Ktoriz Asami, Pitum Aktoriz Vichuli. So he says, you say the Ein Kelokeinu, and you say the Pitum Aktoriz right after that. We'll skip just quickly, just the interesting point that Shai Tshuva says over here, number four. Why do we connect Ein Kelokeinu to Pitum Aktoriz? Says the Shai Tshuva number four, he says that time showing him tchilo ain't kelokeinu, or he's ain't kelokeinu first. Tisha k'toyish ma'asheres. K'toyish makes a person rich. So the kachoyim ain't kelokeinu, showing him a koyichi ve'etzviyo. The person now feel, oh, I'm so rich, I'm so great, I'm so special. So before you talk about k'toyres, you see right away, ain't kelokeinu, ain't gadein, nobody's like Hashem, he gives you everything, then you start dealing with your richness. So that's just an interesting point why you put it together. But the Torah says, you say, Pitum HaKetores. Says the Bishesiv, number two over here, Kosev Rabbeinu HaGodol Mahari Abu Av, that was the Rebbe of the Bishesiv. Shein Loim HaPitum HaKetores El Motech HaKsav. A person should not do Pitum HaKetores unless he's reading inside. Why? Shema Yech Zorechet Mesimonim. Maybe, by mistake, he will forget one of the Simonim. How many Simonim the HaKetores has? 11. So maybe he'll do one, you miss one of them. Ve'yechayev misa bekriya k'moy be'aktor. If he misses one, he's gonna be chayev misa, like when you do aktor, when you miss one. Ve'ulay shemizeh atam ein oimim oisoy b'miktzas mekoymos. Ava b'shoyim parsha k'moy. That's why some people don't say it, and that's why it brings the name of the other chesham. Some people don't want to say it because if you miss one, then what? Then you're missing chas hashoyim because chayev misa. Says the Bishesiv, Ani Oimer, and I say, Im Halacha Nekaba. If this is not Halacha, you know, that's not Halacha, so to speak, Halacha Moshe, we see it, and that's the Messiah, okay. I mean, Im Ladin, I mean, if I could answer it, yet Shuvo, I could argue, that Abichisa Mechimsevenecha Emisa Pirusha Shecha Emisa Ki Ayil B'Yom Kippurim. Says the Bishesiv, when are you Chai Emisa? Not when you're missing one button and soul. Only when you went into Beis Hamikdash with it. And then he goes on, it's Bi'eri Kanis, not because you just missed one. And then he brings a machlekes regarding if you're missing one of the keteris, a problem or not. And then he says, we'll skip a little bit over here, and he says, even if you're missing then, I need dafka kishu maktir mamish. When mamish maktir, maybe be a problem. Ava kishichise b'kriya, when he misses out b'kriya, how do you know that there will be a problem of missing one? That's what he says. So therefore he says, and the Bishesh continues, says, very easy not to miss it, therefore the Bishesh argues. So here comes the big machlik of the Bishayim. Should you say Pitum HaKetores or not? One of them says, say Pitum HaKetores, of course, it's such a beautiful thing to say. We'll get soon to see a little bit of Kabbalah, what they mean. Bishesh brings a sheet that says, no, it's a problem. Why? Because if you're going to miss one of them, you will be a person's chayav misa for missing one. So basically, has two questions on that. Number one, who says you chayav misa when you're missing one? It's only when you go into Beis Hamikdash Bi'eri Kanis. But secondly, if you disagree with that, it's only when you do the actual k'toris, not when you're reading it. So then the Beis Hamikdash argues and says, we say Pitum HaKetores. If you look at that Kemoisha number three, so the Da'at Kemoisha, the Ramo, Fa'aminik Be'elu Amadiris, meaning Minig Ashkenaz, Kedibri Maria Boav, Shaloim Emra Bechol. Don't say Pitum HaKetores on the weekday. Because you should truly deal with Malachtom. You're busy with your work. Ve'eshlachu she'edalgubo b'shabe, v'eshedalgubo. You're afraid people will miss it. And we're afraid. V'shabes b'yantiv or m'yemersay. And that's to say Shabbos Yantiv. So this is a very important piece of information. Why Nusach Ashkenaz doesn't say Pitum HaKetores in the end of Davri? Because if you have to show him you miss one, a person may be chayav misa. So therefore, people are afraid. People say, simply rush. He has to rush out to go to work. He's going to miss one of them. It's a big problem. I said, just ignore the whole thing. Don't say it. That's why Nusach Ashkaz doesn't say Pidim Haptoris at all. That's what the Ramah says over here. If you look at the Ramah Shulchan Aruch, this is the Daika Moshe on the tour. The Ramah Shulchan Aruch says the same thing. Interesting enough, just to point out, I don't have an explanation why it's that way. Usually the tour and Shulchan Aruch are parallel. The Simonim and Shulchan Aruch or the Simonim and the tour are exactly the same. Here, the tour and the Besides the Daika Moshe are in Simon Kuf Lamed Gimel. And the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it at all. The Ramah is the one who's saying to do Pidim Haptoris, and he says in Simon Kuf Lamed Beis, one Simon earlier. I don't know why is that the way. But says the Ramah in Simon Kuf Lamed Beis, you should do Pidim Haptoris after davening. That's what he says. V'yeshikos, I'll skip you a little bit in the Ramah. Le'izor lo Pidim Haptoris b'tech haksav. V'loi ba'pe, make sure to read it carefully inside, not by heart. V'yushamirom yukom haktoro. V'chashin shemidah l'adichol misimamonim. So make sure to read it, but read it carefully inside. Don't read it outside. Therefore, the minute is not to say it during the week, because maybe if won't forget. So again, you have over here the Ramah, going with the Daika Moshe. The Daika Moshe, the Ramah, and both the Ramah and Torah and Torah and Shulchan Aruch. Bringing the idea that it's big chash to miss a piece, and therefore don't say that the minigashka is not the sipit makteris after davening. Comes the Taz, number 6, says, I don't understand something. So the Taz, Koshali, Mimadarim Pek Tav Nishchat, Tonu Rabbonan, Ein Lecha Dover Kredit Tavit Shabbat, Shachar Akteris Bevat. Says the Taz, I don't understand. Why did take Akteris after davening? Ktoiris came in Beis Hamikdash before davening. It says, the Gemara brings the Gemara, the only thing they did before Tamid was the first thing that came in the Mizbeach, the only thing they did in Beis Hamikdash before was Ktoiris. So why should she say Pidim Haptoris after davening? She did it before davening. That's the question of the Taz. Shema Boker Boker. And he brings, we say in Tefillah Shachar, it feels like Tamid and Tikrum. Shachas had told Shachim, can I look like the Pidim Haptoris? Let's feel Shachas. Pidim Haptoris should come first. That's what he says. Ends the Taz. The Taz goes on to back and forth to say different answers. And he concludes, I my meaning is, I say before Baruch Shalma. That's how you do it like the Talmud based on English. You do it before you do the Talmud. So even the two said after, he says that Taz, I don't understand, you should do it before. So Taz asks, Ktoiris, the Seder, the order of Beis English was Ktoiris before Tamid, why do we do Ktoiris after Davening? That's a question of the Taz. So, the Magen Avraham tells us, in number 7, he quotes, gets us a little bit into Kabbalah, into the sources in Kabbalah. He tells the following, Vari, cause of Shein, Lerma Bera. First of all, they even have to say it. And he means to say, don't say after Mincha. Says the Mogherim, another question over here. It's okay. Lama anu oimer sacher musaf? Now he goes in Shabbos. So the Taz asks the question, why do we say it after davening? Should be before davening. The Mogherim adds one more thing. He says, when we have Shabbos, we do Shachris, musaf. When do we say in Kilokane? Pidim Haptoris. After Musaf. Says the Mugrevor, after Musaf? That for sure should be there. Everybody agrees that the Ktoris came before Musaf. Right? That's what it says. The Kavashat, Kavasili, Potom, the Torah, and then he goes into the Kabbalah. So again, what's the Taz and Mugrevor say? It doesn't, not understood. Why you have the Ktoris after Davening? Why you have the Ktoris after Shachris, as the Taz in the beginning? We pass Kishab before Shachis. Says the Mugen Avraham, even if you maybe hold differently, why should it be after Musaf? Doesn't make sense to be after Musaf. Right? So what's Pshat and all that? So really, what the Mugen Avraham ends with, and that the Bar Yehatev says as well, to understand what they're saying, let's first of all see the Vilna Gaon, number 10. The Gaon on this piece of the Shulchan Ramah says, Yishloi Pilektaris, Shayakar Baboyker Bev, Kamash Kosovatar, you'd say in the morning and evening. The Ayin Simon Aleph, Seif Tess. What is the Goyin sending us to? The first seven in Shulchan Aruch. How does Shulchan Aruch start the Shulchan Aruch? He gives us the halachas and the minhagim that we do in the morning. And what does the Shulchan Aruch tell us in number 11? That's the Shulchan Aruch Simon Aleph. V'yesh noyagim lo'mapash sakir, ha'kar pasha turas adeshen, ha'kar pasha zatomit, ve'achaykar pasha mizbeach miktaktoyos u'parash simon ektoyos v'asiyosay. That's the Shulchan Aruch Simon Aleph, ending Simon Aleph. He tells us that what? When do you do ktoyos? Before davening. Not after davening. He says the minig is to do pitim and before davening. There's a yesh noyagim to do before. Now, the Ramah doesn't argue there. The Ramah doesn't say don't say it. So what is the Goyen L'Chur trying to tell us? Goyen trying to tell us, we have a question here of the Taz, the Mug of Rome, where we say it after. One second, we do have a minig to say before. We do have a minig to say before. So if so, what's the idea? So we say before and after, the inductor is twice in the morning. So here we go into a little bit of Kabbalah, just to see. The Zoya, the reason why we usually don't want Kabbalah in Yeshua Halacha, but these sources in Kabbalah are quoted in the Paiskin, and we're going to have everyone quote them, and others bring it. So let's see, the Zoya number 13. The Zoya tells us, the Raya Mehemna, which is one of the sperm of the Zoya, says the following, Od Omar, number 13 over here, Od Omar Butzina Kadisha, the holy candle, devoso de tzloiso, after davening, I ke korbana. It's like a korban after davening. Mandiyemo pita maktoris, anybody who says pita maktoris after davening, podatil odori, after ashrei, botil moisono mibeso. It takes that death from your house. Saying pita maktoris after davening is a big zgul to take away death. After it says the Zoya, in this place, this other place we've brought down, that takes us many other bad things. It gives us a big schus for pranasa and other good things. So you have over here the Zohar that tells us that this is there's a big inyan to do afterwards. This is some kind of a zgula to do afterwards. The Arizal in Shara Kavanis number 14 tells the following: Umashkas oyin pidi maktoyes b'shachis kodim atfilo achak korban atomid. You say pidi maktoyes before davening, as the Shulchan Aruch tells us, Siman Aleph. V'gam b'tfilas ha-mincha koidem ha-amino. Don't say before. Ki kabereseinu hu la'alois ha-ilomas al-de ha-tfilas. Something, a concept in Kabbalah, obviously, what we're learning over here in Kabbalah, I'm not going to understand the depth of it right here, but just the words. We're bringing up the worlds with our davening. L'chen anu oimim oi, so that's what we're doing to us, kadeh she-lo yis'achzu ha-klibois ve'alu b'ilis oimim. It takes away the bad things, the bad influences of the world, so our davening goes up to Shammai. For the chera nuoyim yoyse koyim mishkat tefilas in iska. That's what we say before shakas, before mincha. Vechoyen says the Arizal besoy tefilas shachris, in the end of shachris anachu choyzim voyim yoyse kenoida. That's what we say afterwards. Vatamu kadosh loynoku a klipos min hashefa yoyin v'nishpadoy lomos. We don't want to get the klipos to come down when the world coming down to the when the hashpah comes to the world. So that is going into the concepts of Kabbalah. The Arizal is telling us the following. It says like this. When we daven, there are two stages in davening. There's one stage is that we're bringing up to Shemayim, our davening. And when we bring things up to Shemayim, we are, so to speak, transferring our davening to Shemayim. We try to protect our davening from all the bad influences that come to the world. That's stage one. Stage two is after we daven, all the good hashpahs come down to the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, is giving us, answering our davenings, but giving us all the good hashpahs, all the good influences that come down to the world. Says the Arizal, we have a din that we need to protect the davenings that go up. We have to protect the influences that are coming down. That's what we have pita maktoris when we go up, and you have pita maktoris after davening when it comes down. That's what is up in Arizal. If you look at number 15 over here, the Shla, there's a Siddur Shla, and in the beginning of the Siddur is printed out the will, the tzaval, that the Shla wore to his kids. And with that it says the following. Vaskar, number 15, Vaskar Zakhtaris who mitzvah rabo loyimar ken mishachas. Big mitzvah to say Zakhtaris in the morning. Vegam koin tzvah samincha kavor bezoya, beginning of the before mincha. That's the minhag. The toivlu mar gamken askaris akteris achar tefilo kemina gasfardim kavur bazar. Also beginning to say the akteris after davening al gasfardim do. Like it's born in the Zohar that we read before, the big inyan that you stop, that it takes away death, and as the Rizal said, when the influence is coming back to the world, you want to protect it with Pitim HaKeteris. Now, just to add to it over here, just one little thing over here, we know that Pitim HaKeteris is a very, very unique thing. The Keteris had how many simonim? As we mentioned before, 11. One of them had a very bad smell. What was the smell? Well, which one had the bad smell? There's the Chelbana. Chabad had a bad smell. The Gemara tells us in a few places that what's the idea of the bad smell combined in the Keteris? The idea is that even though there's something that has a bad smell, but you combine it with 10 spices, they have a good smell, it is cancelled out. The bad smell is cancelled out on the good smell when it's combined with others. And the Gemara learns from here that when you have Rishayim and Am Yisrael, if they're joining the tzibur, so then they become their tefillas miskabel because they're part of a tzibur. The bad is connected to the good. It's brought down that's the idea over here also that Arizal is saying. There's bad influences in the world. But all the bad influences, when you look at them on their own, they look bad. But when you look at them on the whole world as a whole big piece, because Shmuel created the world when the world is really good, and the bad when it's combined in the world, and it's for a good purpose. All the bad that we have in the world is for us to push us to do the right things, to give us challenges with our lives, is to give us the punishments a person can be zayich to Olam Haba. It all is for a good purpose. Everything Kishbul created is for good. So when the bad is combined in the good, that's when you see the bad is actually really good. That's why Pitim HaKeteris is so important, because Pitim HaKeteris tells you all the bad in the world is part of a bigger structure. Anybody learned that from you? Just learned recently, the Gemara told us, then Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, every Malach gave him a present. What was the present that the Malach HaMavis gave to Moshe Rabbeinu? He gave him the Keteris, because the Keteris stops a plague. Why does the Keteris stop a plague? When whenever you have a plague, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu learned by in the story of Bilam, when they were Machlekes with Korach. So then Moshe Rabbeinu sent Aaron and Korach to stop the plague with the Keteris. Again, the same idea. The Keteris is the one which cancels the bad. The bad becomes immersed with the good and turns to be good. That's the idea over here. So when we bring the tefillahs up, we want to cancel the bad. When the hashpahs come down, we want to cancel the bad. It's not the seder of the kabbanis. So going back now to where we started with. Ask the Taz, ask the Bogan Avram. What was the reason that you're doing keteris after davening? L'chol should do keteris before. Because the order of kabbanis is that keteris comes before davening. The Taz, the Beit should come before the tefillah. The Chori says, you have the as before she pointed out, Shri Karban Atomit, then Keteris and Tefillah, for sure, should not come after Musaf. But the answer that comes out when we're learning over here, based on the Kabbalah sources, the way the Shtot tells us, is that the reason we say Keteris after davening is not part of Seder at Tefillah, the Karbanis. The reason we say it is a Zgula, it's an Inyan, that we want to protect the davening coming down, not the Seder of the Karbanis. Really, that's what the Mugen Avraham ends over here, number 7. Quran tells us, "V'ashla kosav lo'ayim b'shachas k'n tefilo v'acharel," say before and after. Again, going back, that's what the Reveal in the Garden was sending us a Simon Aleph. You have the angel two turns before davening. That's really the Seder of the tefilo. Also, there's a opinion in the Pikabal as well. But we say it after, now it's just really just to protect the influences coming down to the world. If you look at the Bar Hetev, number 9, says the Bar Eitev, "V'arizal kosav lo'ayim rebeshachis k'nei tefilah v'achaveil." That's really the arizal we mentioned before. You say before davening and after davening, "Ube'erev oimra k'nei tefilah samincha." Say before mincha, "Avo lo'ayim l'achat tefilas arvis." That k'teres pasul achak. So you can't do k'teres after, and the meaning is to do mincha and ma'ariv together. So you do before mincha, and that's what we end with. So we made like this: "Mi'ikar seder karbanos, you do k'teres before." Because the Keteris, you do the Tumim, they do the Keteris, and then we do Shmoneh Esrei. Why we do Shmoneh Esrei after? How does it work? So really, the one who explains it clearly is the Eshel Avraham. Eshel Avraham, Yibudetish, number 16, says over the following. Pitim HaKeteris, says that Shavuot, maybe a similar question before. Pshut mei nisiv in simenei toma lamiris teres achas shayoyim koydim aleinu beit midrash hakodesh pi arizal v'nir liyashiv. Come to explain. Kivan shikva oimin k'toyos beit midrashim k'doyshim koydim ezum koyman. Again, we say k'toyos before davi. V'chem misudel pi tamidei ari. That's what the arizal said to do. L'zoyin ena miris k'toyos shikoydim aleinu mekom k'toyos de shachis mamish. We're not doing k'toyos before a mamish. It is right, it's really like the ending of that Torah, like it says. It says in the Beis HaMikdash, you used to put the Ketores on the Mizbeach, and the good smell was going for hours and hours. So when we end the davening, we do Ketores as well. He really concludes afterwards and tells us, just read it inside, it's not on the page over here, but he says that yeah, you have the good smell, and therefore, how did it work? You have Ketores, you have the Tomit, Korban HaTomit, which comes before the Ketores, and then comes the Korban HaKetores, and then the davening is what we consider to be the limbs that you put in the Mizbeach. So you used to bring the Korban, put the blood on the Mizbeach, then you used to put the limbs on the Mizbeach. So the limbs is the Shmoneh Esrei. So you have over here the Tomit, the Ketores, the limbs, and then you have the continuation of the good smell that came with the Ketores afterwards. But it's not part of the state of the Kabbalists. That's why you do it after. So you mail it. With this, we answer the question. The question, really, the question of the Taz, but many others have all kinds of questions about the Ketores that comes after davening. The Ketores after davening is not the state of the Kabbalists. Ketores after davening is a big zgula that you do afterwards. The good smell that remains afterwards. But the real place of Ketores is before. And in Mincha, we do only before, not after. That's the minhag according to Arizal. Because that's the ikar place of the Ketores. If you don't do Ketores, you do it before in Shachis, you do it before in Mincha, you do it after Shachis, you don't do it after Mincha. And Lamaisa, the book of Avraham brings in number 8 over here, that it's a good, even it basically, the Chor talking according to Nusach Ashkenaz, says it's better to do it. Because the Bishay, the Ein Misol, the Akhtar, the Bamir, brings the Bishay that we said that even if you forget one, there's no Misol when you're just saying it. Void the Ein Misol, the Mazit. Medakim do say it every day. If you look afterwards in the Mishtabur tells us number 12. It says Mifakir Bezid is a problem to skip it. Make sure to read it inside, not to forget, not to miss a part. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah, the Magen Avraham Mishnah Berurah really say halacha to say Pidyon Ketores after davening. But according to our understanding is, if we're talking about the Seder of the Tefillah, so you have Korban HaTomid, and you have the Ketores before davening. The Ketores that you say after Shachris is really only an inyan of, you know, cleaning it up, having the smell coming out, etc. I would add to that, that people that don't say Ketores before, don't say all the Korbanos before. They say only Korban HaTomid, as the Rambam says, which that's the main thing you need to do. So, remember that once I heard somebody making fun of the people that say Ketores only after Davin, not before Davin. So the main thing is to do Ketores before, not after. But the answer is really, the after is only a zgul of the Alma to do it afterwards. It's only to do after, it's not the Ikar Korbanos. So when people do the Korbanos, they want to skip their Ketores, they're not doing the whole Korbanos before Davin. And they're not doing before Minchas, maybe people don't do before Mincha Korbanos, but they still want to do Ketores after davening. There is Inyan, that's not the Seder of the Ketores. It is not Inyan Be'alma. That's what answers all these questions. So the Ma'aseh, the Ikar Minhag is, if you want to go Pi Arizal, to be Yotzei everything, so the Ketores before Shachis, the Ketores before Mincha, and they do another Ketores after Shachis to clean it up. By the way, the Nusach Ashkaz in Eretz Yisrael, the Minhag, the Talmidei Agur in the Kentei Eretz Yisrael, they came to Eretz Yisrael and did Nusach Ashkaz, but they changed a few things that the main Nusach Ashkaz and Chutzot does. For example, we have the differences in Birkas HaChodesh. Birkas HaChodesh is very different than the Nusach Ashkaz over here. But one of the things that changed also, Nusach Ashkaz in Eretz Yisrael does say B'tirok Teres after Davin and Shachris, as the Mugler Avraham and the Mishabur say over here, it really is better to say B'tirok Teres after Davening and not to be Chodesh that you'll skip a word. And we're not chayish to that. So that's why the Nusach Ashkaz said it. And the Nusach Ashkaz and Chutzot took upon themselves not to say Pitur Maktayres after davening because of that, doing the week, only in Shabbos. But again, the Seder of the Korbanos is we could Pitei Mekuteres come before davening, not after davening. Okay, we have maybe we'll just conclude over here the last 2 minutes. Is really what do we have in Siman Kuflam Gimel and Shulchan Aruch? I don't have it here in the sheet. It's a question: do you say Baruch Hu after davening or not? Shulchan Aruch tells us b'Shabbos v'Yantiv ein omrim Baruch Hu achakad. You don't say Baruch Hu after in Shabbos Yantiv. And where does it come from? It comes from that Beis Yosef discusses: do you say Baruch Hu after davening or not? Why should you say Baruch Hu after davening? Beis Yosef concludes the reason why to say Baruch Hu after davening is for the people that forget. The missed Baruch Hu during davening. So therefore you say Baruch Hu after. Say that's only during the week, people come late. Shabbos Yantiv, people don't come late, that's why don't say Baruch Hu after davening. Lamai said there's many minhagim that you say Baruch Hu after or not. Some have the minhag to say Baruch Hu and all the davenings afterwards, minhag is Friday, Yikar Adin is to say Baruch Hu always afterwards. The many have a minhag to say Baruch Hu and Eretz Yisrael, minhag say Baruch Hu after davening only when it's not, you don't read the Torah. If you read the Torah, people heard the Baruch Hu in the Torah. So you don't say afterwards in those days. The minig in Chutzaretz is not to say Baruch Hu, the Mizashka is even Sfar, not to say Baruch Hu after davening at all, because the Ikar is to do it during davening, we don't say it for the people coming afterwards. So that's what the minogim come, do you see Baruch Hu after? Now the Ramah tells us, Afil b'mako shenog l'moyim v'sechol, shemol ha'echim v'sekneset, koko b'shabes v'yamtev en lo'imer, don't say chas yamtev, kol b'yim v'eskez kolim Baruch Hu. The Mishabur brings over here, that the different minogim, and therefore, that's the idea of saying Baruch Hu before and after. And with this, we end really the halachas that we went and we discussed, the halachas that we tried to go to the halachas of Shachris the last year and a half, basically from beginning of Davin until the end of Shachris. So we got to here, obviously, we didn't cover everything, but we covered some parts of it. And we touched upon over here the Pitei Mekuteres that comes at the beginning of Mincha. They do it before Mincha, really should be before Mincha. You say Korban Atomit, like you say before Shachris. Pitei Mekuteres, that's Ikar Korban before Mincha. And then Mincha, many people don't say Karbonas, they're rushing, they go straight to Ashrei, because Karbonas is at Tosefes, and the main tefillah starts with Ashrei. Be'ez Hashem, next week, we'll go back, we'll go in to the timings of Mincha. When exactly is the right time Mincha? Tzvichas Chav, we touched upon that a little bit, we'll go dwell into that, Be'ez Hashem, in the next week or two. Please can be posted if the Shiurim are going back to Shul, so obviously that'll be much better to meet everybody live. Okay, Rabbi Isai. So we'll end with that. Call to Rabbi Isai. Have a good day, and hopefully the guys will come back, praise Hashem, to the live shiur. Call to.